Thanks, everyone, for letting us into your automobile or your home or your shop or business, wherever you're at right now, listening to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. What do you have today, Kim?
I have a poem that's called A Poem That Was Us.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
That's what I thought.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills right here in the Valentine and surrounding areas. One of those is probably Snake Falls, south of Valentine on the Snake River, coming out of Merritt Reservoir, home of the International Dark Skies and the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. Yep, check it all out. Visit valentine.org.
Indeed. Okay, so the poem I told you about. A little house with three bedrooms, one bathroom, and one car on the street. A mower that you had to push to make the grass look neat. In the kitchen on the wall, we only had one phone, and no need for recording things. Someone was always home. We only had a living room where we would congregate, unless it was a mealtime in the kitchen where we ate. We had no need for family rooms or extra rooms to dine. When meeting as a family, those two rooms would work out fine. We only had one TV set and channels, well, maybe two, but always there was one of them with something worth the view. For snacks, we had potato chips that tasted like a chip. And if you wanted flavor, that was Lipton's onion dip. Store-bought snacks were rare because my mother liked to cook, and nothing can compare to snacks in Betty Crocker's book. Weekends were for family trips or staying home to play. We all did things together, even go to church to pray. When we did our weekend trips, depending on the weather, no one stayed at home because we liked to be together. Sometimes we would separate to do things on our own, but we knew where the others were without our own cell phone. Then there were the movies with your favorite movie star, and nothing can compare to watching movies in your car. Then there were the picnics at the peak of summer season. Pack a lunch and find some trees and never need a reason. Get a baseball game together with all the friends you know. Have real action playing ball and no game video. Remember when the doctor used to be the family friend and didn't need insurance or a lawyer to defend the way that he took care of you or what he had to do? Because he took an oath and strived to do the best for you. When shopping, there was nothing you had to swipe or punch in some amount. And remember when the cashier person had to really count? The milkman used to go from door to door, and it was just a few cents more than going to the store. There was a time when mailed letters came right to your door without a lot of junk mail ads sent out by every store. The mailman knew each house by name and knew where it was sent. There were not loads of mail addressed to present occupant. There was a time when just one glance was all that it would take, and you would know the kind of car, the model, and the make. They didn't look like turtles trying to squeeze out every mile. They were streamlined, white walls, fins, and really had some style. One time, the music that you played whenever you would jive was from a vinyl, big hold record called a 45. The record player had a post to keep them all in line, and then the records would drop down and play one at a time. Oh, sure, we had our problems then, just like we do today, and always we were striving, trying for a better way. Oh, the simple life we lived still seems like so much fun. How can you explain a game? Just kick the can and run. And why would boys put baseball cards between bicycle spokes? And for a nickel, red machines had little bottled Cokes. This life seemed so much easier, slower in some ways. I love the new technology, but I sure do miss those days. So time moves on, and so do we, and nothing stays the same. But I sure love to reminisce and walk down memory lane. With all today's technology, we grant that it's a plus, but it's fun to look way back and say, hey, look, guys, that was us.
Well, is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. You can get your copy by going to visittsln.com. And, of course, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And thanks for tuning in for The Good Stuff.